Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you feeling? Moon principles of Vedic astrology. In Vedic astrology, the moon is the heart of your emotional world. It governs how you feel, react, and instinctively respond to life. By understanding where your moon is placed in terms of its house, sign, and nakshatra, plus the house where Cancer falls in your chart, you can gain profound insights into your emotional landscape. The moon represents your deep subconscious, your inner psychology, and the imprints you carry as a soul from past lives. It's the seat of your cravings, desires, and emotional imprints that shape your responses in this lifetime. Let's dive into these moon principles together and explore how they impact your feelings and inner world. 1. House placement of the moon, where your emotions are focused. The house your moon sits in gives clues about where you instinctively focus your emotional energy. This house influences where you seek comfort, emotional fulfillment, and a sense of security. If your moon is in the first house, you're likely to wear your emotions on your sleeve, and how you feel often shapes your sense of identity. Personal recognition and validation are emotionally fulfilling for you. Moon in the fourth house. Here, your feelings are tied to family, home, and inner peace. You crave a sense of rootedness, and you may find comfort in creating a nurturing space around you. Moon in the seventh house. Relationships are your emotional anchor. Your feelings often revolve around the give and take of close partnerships, and you feel most secure when emotionally connected with others. Moon in the 10th house. Your career and public image play a big role in your emotional life. There's a strong drive to find emotional validation through accomplishments and how others perceive you. Wherever your moon is, that area of life becomes a focal point for your emotional needs and instincts, offering insight into where you most naturally seek comfort and connection. Habit 2, sign placement of the moon, how you express emotions. The moon's sign gives a sense of your emotional style, shaping how you instinctively express and process feelings. Each sign adds its unique character to your inner world. Aries moon. If your moon is in Aries, you feel things intensely and react quickly. You're passionate, often impulsive, and may act on emotions before fully thinking things through. With a Taurus moon, your feelings are grounded and stable. You likely seek comfort in the tangible, material security, routine, and nature can bring you peace. Gemini moon. If you have a Gemini moon, your emotions are adaptable and curious. You're mentally active, but your feelings can shift quickly as you absorb new information and experiences. Cancer moon. A Cancer moon amplifies sensitivity and emotional depth. You're likely empathetic, nurturing, and deeply in touch with the feelings of those around you. The moon sign reveals your emotional temperament, coloring how you instinctively react and express yourself. Whether fiery, earthy, airy, or watery, each sign shapes your unique approach to processing and expressing feelings. 3. Nakshatra of the moon, the fine details of your emotional personality. The nakshatra, or lunar mansion, where your moon resides, adds specific attributes to your emotional and psychological profile. Each nakshatra has unique qualities that influence your instinctive reactions and inner world. Ashwini? If your moon is in Ashwini, you're drawn to spontaneity and adventure, with a deep need for freedom and action. Rohini, Taurus. With a Rohini moon, you're nurturing, sensual, and grounded. Emotions are tied to beauty, pleasure, and stability. Ashlesha brings emotional depth and sometimes secrecy. You're likely introspective, with an intensity that can be both magnetic and private. MAGA. If your moon is in MAGA, pride and heritage matter to you emotionally. Family, roots, and tradition can evoke deep feelings and a strong sense of self. Each nakshatra brings a nuanced layer to your emotions, defining your instinctive responses, strengths, and even vulnerabilities, shaping how you connect with the world emotionally. 4. House placement of Cancer, where you seek emotional security. Since Cancer is ruled by the moon, the house Cancer occupies in your chart represents the area of life where you look for emotional stability and safety. This placement affects how and where you nurture yourself and find comfort. Cancer in the first house. If Cancer is in your first house, you instinctively seek emotional security in your self-image and personal authenticity. Nurturing yourself emotionally is key to feeling balanced. Cancer in the third house. Communication and relationships with siblings or close friends play a major role in your emotional life. Talking things through often helps you feel emotionally settled. Cancer in the fifth house. With Cancer in the fifth house, creativity, romance, and children become emotional outlets. You may feel a need to nurture in these areas, bringing warmth and sensitivity to your self-expression. Cancer in the 10th house. If Cancer is in your 10th house, your career and social standing provide emotional grounding. Public validation and career stability may be essential for your inner peace. Now let's deep dive into the moon in various ascendant signs and nakshatras, helping you study and understand where and how to take care of the moon, your emotional body. By grasping these principles, you'll better understand the areas of your life that need nurturing and support, allowing for greater emotional health and stability. Emotional foundations, the fourth lord in Pushya Nakshatra for all ascendants. In Vedic astrology, the fourth house governs emotional security, inner peace, home environment, and nurturing qualities, especially associated with the mother. When the fourth lord is positioned in Pushya Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, it introduces a deep sense of nurturing, discipline, and spiritual growth to emotional foundations. Pushya, symbolized by the udder of a cow, represents nourishment, support, and the ability to sustain life through care and devotion. This nakshatra shapes the emotional body with a profound capacity for giving, emotional stability, and growth through discipline and structure. Here's an exploration of how the fourth lord's placement in Pushya Nakshatra affects emotional foundations for Aries, Taurus, and Gemini ascendants. Aries ascendant, moon as the fourth lord in Pushya Nakshatra, fourth house. Ascendant characteristics. Aries, ruled by Mars, is bold, action-oriented, and naturally inclined toward leadership. Aries natives are courageous, independent, and driven to achieve personal growth. Fourth lord in fourth house. With the moon as the fourth lord in its own house, Aries natives connect emotional security directly to their home, nurturing environment, and family values. Pushya Nakshatra enhances their ability to create stability and find peace through care and emotional discipline. Emotional body, moon in Pushya fosters a deeply nurturing and emotionally resilient nature. These natives derive emotional fulfillment from creating a harmonious and supportive home environment. Pushya's influence emphasizes emotional stability and growth through caring for others and building a strong foundation. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of care, structure, and stability, fostering emotional growth and security. The mother may instill values of discipline, responsibility, and nurturing, teaching the importance of creating a harmonious and supportive environment. Pushya's energy promotes emotional depth and resilience within family dynamics. Taurus ascendant, sun as the fourth lord in Pushya Nakshatra, third house. Ascendant characteristics, Taurus, ruled by Venus, values stability, comfort, and material security. Taurus natives are grounded, patient, and focused on creating harmony in their environment. Sa fourth lord in third house. With the sun as the fourth lord in the third house, Taurus natives connect emotional security to communication, creativity, and relationships with siblings. Pushya Nakshatra enhances their ability to nurture meaningful connections and build stability through consistent effort. Sun in Pushya fosters a warm and supportive emotional nature. These individuals derive fulfillment through meaningful communication, nurturing relationships, and creating harmony in their surroundings. Pushia's influence encourages emotional growth through discipline and a strong sense of purpose. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of structure, care, and nurturing relationships, fostering stability and emotional growth. The mother may encourage emotional resilience, discipline, and compassion, teaching the importance of maintaining balance and harmony in relationships. Pushia's energy fosters renewal and strength within family dynamics. Gemini Ascendant, Mercury as the fourth lord in Pushia Nakshatra. Ascendant characteristics. Gemini, ruled by Mercury, is communicative, adaptable, and intellectually curious. Gemini natives thrive on learning, networking, and exploring new ideas and perspectives. Fourth lord, Mercury, in second house. For Gemini natives, Mercury as the fourth lord in the second house ties emotional security to family values, material stability, and communication. Pushia Nakshatra enhances their nurturing instincts and ability to bring harmony and care into their family dynamics. Emotional body. Mercury in Pushia fosters a caring and emotionally expressive nature. These natives find fulfillment in fostering strong family bonds, supporting others, and creating a stable home environment. Pushia's influence emphasizes emotional stability and growth through discipline and communication. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize values of care, responsibility, and nurturing relationships, fostering a harmonious foundation for emotional security. The mother may instill values of discipline, adaptability, and compassion, teaching the importance of creating balance and structure in family life. Pushia's energy promotes emotional depth and resilience within family dynamics. Cancer Ascendant, Venus as the fourth lord in Pushia Nakshatra, first house. Ascendant characteristics, Cancer, ruled by the moon, is nurturing, emotionally sensitive, and family-oriented. Cancer natives prioritize emotional security and harmonious relationships. Fourth lord, Venus, in first house. For Cancer Ascendants, Venus as the fourth lord in the first house connects emotional security directly to their self-identity, appearance, and approach to relationships. Pushia Nakshatra enhances their nurturing and supportive nature, allowing them to provide emotional care and stability to others. Emotional body. Venus in Pushia fosters a nurturing and emotionally balanced nature. These natives derive fulfillment from creating harmony in their environment and maintaining relationships built on trust and care. Pushia emphasizes emotional growth through compassion and discipline. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of care, harmony, and nurturing, fostering a foundation for emotional growth. The mother may instill values of kindness, resilience, and responsibility, teaching the importance of providing stability and care. Pushia's influence promotes emotional clarity and resilience within family dynamics. Leo Ascendant, Mars as the fourth lord in Pushia Nakshatra, 12th house. Ascendant characteristics. Leo, ruled by the sun, is confident, dynamic, and self-expressive. Leo natives seek emotional security through leadership, creativity, and meaningful connections. Fourth lord, Mars in 12th house. For Leo ascendants, Mars as the fourth lord in the 12th house connects emotional security to solitude, spiritual practices, and letting go of attachments. Pushia Nakshatra enhances their ability to nurture their inner world and find peace through discipline and introspection. Emotional body. Mars in Pushia fosters a deep and reflective emotional nature. These natives find fulfillment through self-exploration, healing, and fostering inner peace. Pushia encourages emotional growth through discipline, spiritual practices, and self-awareness. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of introspection, care, and emotional depth, fostering a nurturing space for spiritual and personal growth. The mother may encourage resilience, self-reflection, and emotional clarity, teaching the importance of inner discipline and emotional stability. Pushia's influence promotes renewal and emotional strength within family dynamics. Virgo Ascendant, Jupiter as the fourth lord in Pushia Nakshatra, 11th house. Ascendant characteristics. Virgo, ruled by Mercury, is analytical, practical, and service-oriented. Virgo natives seek emotional security through organization, intellectual growth, and meaningful connections. fourth lord, Jupiter in 11th house. For Virgo ascendants, Jupiter as the fourth lord in the 11th house connects emotional security to friendships, social networks, and collective goals. Pushya Nakshatra enhances their ability to nurture relationships and foster harmony within their community. Emotional body. Jupiter in Pushya fosters a nurturing and optimistic emotional nature. These natives find fulfillment through supporting others, building meaningful social connections, and working toward shared goals. Pushya encourages emotional adaptability and growth through care and discipline. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize collaboration, nurturing relationships, and intellectual engagement, fostering a space for personal and emotional development. The mother may instill values of care, wisdom, and adaptability, teaching the importance of supporting others while maintaining emotional balance. Pushya's influence promotes resilience and emotional depth within family and social dynamics. Libra ascendant. Saturn as the fourth lord in Pushya Nakshatra, 10th house. Ascendant characteristics. Libra, ruled by Venus, values harmony, balance, and meaningful relationships. Libra natives seek emotional security through fairness, intellectual engagement, and stability in relationships. Fourth lord Saturn in 10th house. For Libra ascendants, Saturn as the fourth lord in the 10th house connects emotional security to career achievements, public recognition, and a sense of purpose. Pushya Nakshatra enhances their ability to nurture their ambitions and foster growth through discipline and care in their professional life. Emotional body. Saturn in Pushya fosters a disciplined and emotionally supportive nature. These natives find fulfillment through contributing to their community, achieving professional stability, and nurturing meaningful connections. Pushya encourages emotional growth through responsibility and dedication. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of structure, care, and ambition, fostering emotional resilience and growth. The mother may instill values of discipline, responsibility, and nurturing, teaching the importance of balancing professional goals with emotional harmony. Pushya's influence promotes resilience and emotional depth within family and career dynamics. Scorpio ascendant, Saturn as the fourth lord in Pushya Nakshatra, 9th house. Ascendant characteristics. Scorpio, co-ruled by Mars and Ketu, is intense, transformative, and emotionally resilient. Scorpio natives seek emotional security through depth, personal growth, and spiritual exploration. Fourth lord Saturn in 9th house. For Scorpio ascendants, Saturn as the fourth lord in the 9th house ties emotional security to higher learning, philosophical exploration, and spiritual practices. Pushya Nakshatra enhances their ability to nurture their spiritual journey and find stability through intellectual and emotional growth. Emotional body. Saturn in Pushya fosters a deeply introspective and supportive emotional nature. These natives derive fulfillment from exploring philosophical truths, engaging in disciplined spiritual practices, and finding purpose through intellectual pursuits. Pushya encourages emotional renewal and resilience through structured growth and self-reflection. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of wisdom, care, and resilience, fostering a nurturing foundation for personal and spiritual growth. The mother may encourage emotional balance, discipline, and self-awareness, teaching the importance of learning and inner strength. Pushya's influence promotes renewal and depth within family dynamics. Sagittarius ascendant, Jupiter as the fourth lord in Pushya Nakshatra, 8th house. Ascendant characteristics. Sagittarius, ruled by Jupiter, is adventurous, philosophical, and optimistic. Sagittarius natives prioritize emotional security through intellectual exploration, spiritual growth, and meaningful connections. Fourth lord, Jupiter in 8th house. For Sagittarius ascendants, Jupiter as the fourth lord in the 8th house connects emotional security to transformation, shared resources, and deeper emotional exploration. Pushya Nakshatra enhances their ability to nurture relationships and embrace growth through emotional depth and resilience. Emotional body. Jupiter in Pushya fosters a nurturing and transformative emotional nature. These natives find fulfillment in exploring deeper truths, building emotional resilience, and supporting others through care and understanding. Pushya encourages emotional renewal and adaptability through personal transformation. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize care, transformation, and emotional stability, fostering a space for spiritual and personal growth. The mother may instill values of resilience, wisdom, and compassion, teaching the importance of emotional adaptability and nurturing relationships. Pushia's influence fosters emotional depth and renewal within family dynamics, promoting growth through care and resilience. Capricorn Ascendant, Mars as the fourth lord in Pushia Nakshatra. Seventh house, ascendant characteristics. Capricorn, ruled by Saturn, is disciplined, practical, and focused on long-term goals. Capricorn natives seek emotional security through stability, responsibility, and meaningful partnerships. Fourth Lord Mars in seventh house. For Capricorn ascendants, Mars as the fourth lord in the seventh house connects emotional security to relationships, partnerships, and collaboration. Pushya Nakshatra enhances their nurturing ability, promoting stability and care in their interpersonal relationships. Emotional body. Mars in Pushya fosters a caring yet disciplined emotional nature. These natives derive fulfillment from cultivating supportive and harmonious partnerships. Pushya's influence encourages emotional growth through nurturing relationships and embracing responsibilities within partnerships. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of collaboration, balance, and care, fostering emotional growth through relationships. The mother may instill values of resilience, responsibility, and nurturing, teaching the importance of emotional support and partnership. Pushya's energy promotes emotional clarity and depth within family and relational dynamics. Aquarius Ascendant, Venus as the fourth lord in Pushya Nakshatra, sixth house. Ascendant characteristics. Aquarius, ruled by Saturn, is innovative, intellectual, and community-focused. Aquarius natives prioritize emotional security through intellectual engagement, service, and meaningful relationships. Fourth Lord Venus in sixth house. For Aquarius ascendants, Venus as the fourth lord in the sixth house connects emotional security to service, resolving conflicts, and balancing daily routines. Pushya Nakshatra enhances their ability to nurture harmony and stability in practical aspects of life. Emotional body. Venus in Pushya fosters a supportive and emotionally resilient nature. These natives find fulfillment through helping others, resolving challenges, and maintaining harmony in their daily lives. Pushya encourages emotional adaptability and growth through service and care. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize discipline, care, and collaboration, fostering emotional growth through responsibility. The mother may encourage balance, resilience, and compassion, teaching the importance of emotional harmony and service to others. Pushya's influence promotes renewal and emotional clarity within family and daily life dynamics. Pisces Ascendant, Mercury as the fourth lord in Pushya Nakshatra, fifth house. Ascendant characteristics. Pisces, ruled by Jupiter, is compassionate, imaginative, and spiritually inclined. Pisces natives seek emotional security through intellectual exploration, creativity, and nurturing relationships. Fourth Lordery in fifth house. For Pisces ascendants, Mercury as the fourth lord in the fifth house connects emotional security to creative pursuits, intellectual exploration, and relationships with children or romantic partners. Pushya Nakshatra enhances their nurturing and supportive instincts in creative and relational endeavors. Emotional body. Mercury in Pushya fosters a curious and emotionally nurturing nature. These natives derive fulfillment from building meaningful connections, exploring creative outlets, and fostering growth in relationships. Pushya encourages emotional resilience and renewal through intellectual and creative expression. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of creativity, communication, and care, fostering a dynamic foundation for emotional growth. The mother may instill values of adaptability, intellectual engagement, and compassion, teaching the importance of nurturing relationships and balancing emotional clarity. Pushya's energy promotes emotional depth and renewal within family and relational dynamics.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.